On June 18, 2009, Beth Nagusky, Director of Innovation for Maine Department of Environmental Protection, at a panel on Maine efforts to promote renewable ocean energy projects at Energy Ocean 09 at the Samoset Resort.
Beth.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm sure you're all wondering by now how we're going to squeeze 11 people into 50 minutes so that we have time for questions, and I have to set the gold standard here. So I'm going to be really quick, as we've asked all other panel members to be. I hope that the one takeaway message from this conference that you've gotten is that Maine is passionate about ending its dependence on fossil fuels and to do its part to help solve the imminent climate crisis. We want to stop spending our billions of dollars overseas and start spending them on energy from our own seas. And no one is more passionate about this than Governor Baldacci. So he created the Ocean Energy Task Force, which I co-chair with Don Perkins, who did arrive on time and gave me the hook to keep people on time. As Commissioner Richardson said, our mission is to move ocean energy forward as quickly as possible in an environmentally responsible manner. We formed 7 subcommittees early on, everything from looking at the human and environmental impacts to transmission and smart grid issues, and everything in between. And at the urging of many of our task force members, we decided we needed to put in legislation in this session. And so we introduced LD 1465, which Representative Fitz and Senator Ray, Senator Hobbins, Senator Goodall, Representative Adams, helped us get it through the legislature, unanimous, they out to pass, they added an emergency preamble, so it took effect 2 weeks ago upon the governor's signing. And it has been said in this conference where the bill does is basically 3 things. We established a 60-day general permit process for the permitting of testing and demonstration of renewable ocean energy projects. These will be projects that could be either in shallow water or deep water to test new technologies and new materials. We are charged with identifying by December 15th, not December 15th of 2010, but December 15th, 6 months from now, 5 sites in the Gulf of Maine that will be appropriate for this testing. We also streamlined the permitting process for tidal power so that we're more coordinated with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And we met with them on Monday, and I think we have a good working relationship and can move that forward quickly. But our work is not done. We still have much work in front of us, and basically the 3 steps that we have to do next, we need to look at the regulations we have on the book for commercial scale projects so that we can make sure that they are the most efficient and streamlined as possible. We need to work closely with our federal agency partners to make sure that the regulations that we are adopting are consistent and that the process is smooth and seamless between the state and federal agencies. And we need to work on this very important process of identifying the sites so that private developers, the university, working with private developers and others, can start testing their equipment as early as January of next year in state waters in the Gulf of Maine. So with that, I want to conclude and turn it over to Governor Angus King, who is a critical task force member and has been one of the ones to prod